Kent Online News.
News you can trust.
This is the Kent Online Podcast. Nicola Everett.
Hello, hope you're okay and had a good weekend. Thanks ever so much for downloading today's podcast. It's Monday, September the 1st. Coming up, a warning from a Kent mum to others who are breastfeeding. We hear about the often unnoticed life-saving service in Kent. Plus, Gillingham go top of League 2 after another win. But first today, footage at Kent Online shows the moment a drunk driver crashed into a pub, then calmly walked away. Dan joins me now with more on our most read story. Dan, you've watched the footage. What exactly does it show?
Well, this was recorded on CCTV cameras at the Pilot Inn in Dungeness on August 10th. A red Toyota Yaris is seen heading through the car park. There's then a cloud of dust and what looks like debris falling to the ground. The whole thing takes just 4 seconds. Moments later, a man is seen walking away from the scene. He's wearing shorts and a T-shirt and doesn't appear to have been badly hurt.
So, who's appeared in court?
It's Howard Sargent, who lives in Coast Drive, not far from the pub, and was arrested at his home after the crash happened. Police say he appeared to be swaying, smelled of alcohol, and had sustained minor injuries. He was taken to hospital, so wasn't actually breathalyzed until more than 9 hours after the collision. But despite the time delay, he gave a reading of 48 micrograms of alcohol in 100 millilitres of breath. The legal limit is 35.
And what happened during the hearing?
Well, the 54-year-old pleaded guilty to being unfit through drink. However, he hasn't been sentenced yet. That's due to happen next month, and he could face up to 6 months in prison, an unlimited fine, and a minimum one-year driving ban. His defence team said he was incredibly apologetic about what happened. An interim driving ban has also been imposed.
Finally, Dan, have we heard from bosses at the pub?
Yes, they've praised the support that poured in from residents and customers. The dining area of the pub was fully restored just 10 days after the crash and recently had its busiest ever day on August Bank Holiday Monday.
Dan, thank you ever so much. And you can see that footage for yourself by heading to the story at Kent Online.
Kent Online News.
Other top stories today, and a teenager's been charged by police after a car being followed by officers was involved in a collision with an ambulance near Gillingham. Two paramedics were taken to hospital after the emergency vehicle overturned on the roundabout at Junction 4 of the M2 on Friday night. A 19-year-old from Bexley Heath is due in court accused of driving offences and possession of cannabis. A man who lunged at someone with a knife and punched a delivery driver in Tunbridge Wells has been jailed. Dale Pearson also held the blade to his own neck during the outburst in April. He's since been diagnosed with a mixed personality disorder. The 31-year-old from Sutton Road in Coxheath has been locked up for 16 months but will only serve half of the term. The Home Secretary is expected to announce tougher reforms to border security today. Yvette Cooper will address Parliament about tightening rules around asylum seekers' families coming to the UK. The Conservatives reject the government's claim it's making progress in smashing people smuggling gangs. Now, staying with politics, and a former Kent MP has revealed she has no doubts Nigel Farage will be the next Prime Minister. Anne Widdecombe represented Maidstone between 1987 and 2010 for the Conservatives, but is now the Immigration and Justice Spokesperson for Reform UK. She's been speaking on the latest episode of the Kent Politics Podcast.
We're speaking 4 years out from a general election. Most of the polls seem to suggest that it will be won by your party, Reform UK, and you're one of the few people inside that party apparatus who has experience of government. Do you think Reform is ready for government?
Yes, I do. And of course, the numbers of us that have that experience are increasing. I mean, when I first joined Reform, I was the only one. But since then, we've had people like Jake Berry, Andrea Jenkins. You know, we've got people now who have experience of Parliament, who have experience of ministerial work. Not enough, but, you know, there are still 4 years to go. And I also draw an analogy with Tony Blair. I mean, when he won in 1997, after 18 continuous years in opposition, there were very, very few people on his benches who had any ministerial experience at all.
But a lot of them had been MPs, though, Anne.
Yes, they'd been MPs, but they hadn't had responsibility of actually running a government. Mm. And we've got MPs, you know, we've got people with that sort of experience.
Mm. OK. Do you think Nigel Farage is fit to be Prime Minister?
Yes, I do, because I think he's exactly what we need at this time. He is not like the leaders of the other parties. He doesn't hedge about. He's got a very straightforward agenda, and he's got the courage of his convictions. I mean, Nigel Farage, from outside Parliament, from no position of power at all, managed to get us out of the EU. And that is a major achievement. So imagine what he can do when he does have power.
Well, you can hear that episode in full and find previous ones by heading to the podcast pages of Kent Online.
Kent Online News.
It's going to cost you more to use the Dartford Crossing from today. The charge for car drivers has increased by £1 to £3.50, while other vehicles like coaches, vans and lorries also have to pay more. The government says the crossing is used by around 180,000 vehicles on the busiest days, and the previous toll price just simply wasn't enough to manage demand. Experts have detonated what's thought to be an unexploded bomb after it was found on a Kent beach by a metal detectorist. West Bay near Westgate was evacuated and cordoned off following the discovery at low tide over the weekend. The stretch of coast has now reopened. Meantime, a mum's issued a warning after her son picked up a live explosive on another Kent beach. The six-year-old made the discovery while building sandcastles on Shellness Beach on Sheppey. Experts were called and the shell was also detonated. Now, a Folkestone mum is urging others not to ignore lumps while breastfeeding after she was diagnosed with cancer. Chelsea Saunders initially put her symptoms down to conditions like mastitis. The 33-year-old's just finished six rounds of chemotherapy and will now have targeted antibody treatment in a bid to prevent the cancer from returning. Chelsea has been sharing her story with Lucy.
In March of this year, I was breastfeeding my daughter and I noticed that I had a small discoloration on the skin of my breast. So I felt it and I thought, oh, there's a lump. So I asked my husband to check and he said, yeah, we better go to the GP. I went to the GP and she did an examination and she did actually find another lump during the examination. She referred me straight away to the two-week wait breast clinic where I went to have an ultrasound and biopsy all the same day. And yeah, unfortunately, it did come back. There was a high-grade aggressive breast cancer. In my personal case, unfortunately, my cancer is stage four, so it's spread to quite a few other areas in my body. But I've responded to treatment really well. So I've had chemotherapy and it's responded really, really well. So I'm just having like maintenance treatment now to try and keep it that way. Yeah, so that's kind of how it happened. Obviously, it was a massive shock because I'm only 33 and I was breastfeeding. And yeah, I really didn't expect it. I haven't got any family history or anything. It quite literally just came out of nowhere. So, yeah.
Must have been a really scary time for you and your husband and to have a young family as well. I mean, what was that like?
Yeah, obviously it was a real shock at first. It was really difficult telling my children because I've told them that I have cancer and I've explained to them all the treatment and everything. It was really frightening, but my oncologist has been really fantastic. And as soon as I was able to see her, she gave me so much positivity about what treatments are out there now. That really, really helped. But yeah, it's been obviously really worrying for my whole family and me. It's been scary, but I'm hoping that the treatments I'm on are really, really good. So I'm hoping they can give me a lot of time.
What would your advice be to new mums, you know, if they do spot something while breastfeeding? I mean, was there any part of you that thought, oh, maybe this is normal to be breastfeeding and have a little bit of discoloration or a lump or anything like that?
Yeah, 100%. I thought it was going to be breastfeeding related. So obviously, when I found it, the first thing I thought was, oh, it's just going to be, you know, milk. It's going to be a milk duct or it's going to be mastitis or something like that. I didn't expect in a million years that it was going to be cancer. But my advice would be if there's anything unusual, not just a lump, obviously the most obvious thing for breast cancer is a lump, but sometimes it can just be skin discoloration or like nipple changes or things, you know, skin changes on the breast, anything like that, definitely go to the GP because, you know, the worst that can happen if you go to the GP and it's all fine is, you know, they tell you it's all fine, but obviously if you leave it, this scenario can be a lot worse. So My advice would definitely be get anything that's not usual for you checked out, even if it's something that you don't know is always an immediate red flag for breast cancer. If there's any changes, just go straight to the GP, 100%.
Kent Online News.
A group representing authorities in Kent has warned planned changes to local government may not deliver the savings they're designed to. Under the devolution proposal, all 14 councils would be scrapped in favour of fewer, bigger, unitary authorities. Labour says it'll be cheaper and more efficient, but the County Councils Network says it could end up costing taxpayers. The government's been asked what it's doing to roll out better broadband to rural communities in Kent. Paul King, who's the man in charge of economic development and coastal regeneration at the County Council, has written to the Telecoms Minister. He says good connectivity is essential to enable businesses to thrive. Now, a man says he was left stunned after an encounter with an HGV driver in Dartford led to a dent in his new car. Lloyd Davis was travelling on the A282 when he claims a lorry got too close. An object was then allegedly thrown at his Ford Focus. Well, our reporter Alex Langridge has spoken to Lloyd to find out what happened.
On my way home, coming over the Queen Elizabeth Bridge, I was approaching the A2 turnoff when a lorry came up behind me, flashing his headlights at great speed, trying to move me out of my lane. So I turned into lane 2 to avoid him. As he went past me, he was shaking his hands and fists out the window. And then I see him turn round, grab an object from his lorry and throw it at my vehicle, obviously trying to break my window. It hit my door and put a big dent in my door. As you can imagine, it's very nerve-wracking.
Did you see what was thrown?
I didn't see what was thrown, but it was a very heavy object, obviously, to put a dent in the door.
And what's happened since then?
Since then, I've contacted the company involved, and they have now instructed me that they have found the driver and he's obviously going to be interviewed.
And kind of, I know you've come to us sort of to kind of raise a bit of awareness about it, people to look out for, kind of, what do you want people to take from it?
Well, they've got to take on board these Arctic lorries are in a rush and they will not move and they will flash headlights at you and cause disruption on the roads. So other drivers need to be aware.
Waste Away Recycling Limited say the driver claims he threw a biscuit. The firm and police are investigating.
Kent Online News.
More than 75 objections have been lodged against plans to create a traveller site near Mepham. The proposals are for 8 mobile homes on land south of White Post Lane in Sol Street. The applicant says there's a significant shortfall of pitches. Well, concerns have been raised over the loss of farmland. A decision is due at the end of the month. Elsewhere, plans to expand a special needs school in Swanley could come at the expense of an historic building. The County Council's considering an application to build 2 new blocks at Broomhill Bank in Rowhill Road in Hextable. But to make room, a building that was opened in 1883 will be torn down. It's been described as derelict. A Chinese restaurant in Margate has reopened after an inspection found blood on the walls and raw meat defrosting in the sink. Cafe de China closed voluntarily following an unannounced visit last month. The standard of cleaning was found to be very poor, where the eatery has now been awarded a maximum 5-star rating following a re-inspection. It's been confirmed 2 Asian hornet nests have been found in Broadstairs. They're not a danger to humans, but the insects kill honeybees. One of the nests has already been destroyed and the other will be removed. We're still being encouraged to report any hornet sightings. Next today, dozens of motorbikes have taken to the roads of Kent to raise vital funds for a service that delivers blood to hospitals. SERF is made up of volunteers who ensure critical supplies get to medical bases, including the air ambulance. Well, Saturday's ride started at Rochester Airport and finished at the QEQM Hospital in Margate. I've been chatting to Trevor Sayer, who's from SERF Kent.
We have around 200 members with a mixture of motorbikes and cars, and we deliver blood products such as platelets and plasma, samples, sometimes small items of equipment like breathing tubes to our hospitals around Kent. We work with all the NHS hospitals around Kent. We also collect and deliver home dialysis blood samples, patients who have kidney problems In a lot of cases, they have a dialysis machine at home, which saves them going to the hospital for their treatment. And they call us a few days beforehand, say they're going to go onto the machine. We collect their blood samples and we run those down to Kent and Canterbury.
How vital is the work that you do? Because as you say, you're a very dedicated group of volunteers, but how vital is it to the NHS that you're doing this?
I think it is vital, not only from the patient's point of view, because there's no doubt that on occasions we have literally saved somebody's life by being able to get there. Our members use their own motorbikes and cars and pay for their own fuel. So this is all done at no cost at all to the NHS. So I should imagine around Kent, over the years, I think on average, we probably save them something like £400,000 or £500,000 per year. We also collect and deliver donated breast milk for premature babies. Mums who've had premature babies quite often haven't reached the stage where they're producing enough or all any of their own milk. So two lady consultants originally in Kent set up a milk bank, which is now up in Hertfordshire.
And the fact that a lot of your volunteers, you say some are in cars, but a lot of them ride motorbikes, is that because you then won't get held up in traffic jams if you need to get blood from one location to another in a timely manner? It's easier to do that on motorbike.
Initially, the reason, I think the main reason, is that it was started by two bikers way back in 1981. So it's traditionally started off as being bikers. We've had our service in Kent since 1993. So 30 years, a couple of years ago. And at the moment, it's probably spread pretty evenly between the bikes and the cars at the moment.
And you can see pictures from the ride by heading to the website. The owner of a derelict water tower in Sheerness has been ordered to secure the site and clean it up. Swale Borough Council has taken action after the historic building on Trinity Road fell into disrepair. The owner's been given 2 months to improve its safety and appearance. And finally, keep an eye out for Amy, Dave and Oscar in Kent. They're just some of the names that'll be used for storms this winter after 50,000 suggestions were submitted.
Kent Online Sports.
Football and Gillingham have extended their unbeaten run and gone top of League Two. They beat Oldham Athletic 1-0 away from home on Saturday with new signing Sam Vokes scoring the winner. We'll hear from him in just a bit, but first, his manager Gareth Ainsworth.
We found a way today, and that's a it's a sign of a good side. You know, we found a way. We probably got away with a couple of chances from Oldham. They've got to stick them in the goal, haven't they? I think they missed from a yard, and then they missed the side netting a couple of times. But when we were asked to, we hit the target. And you know, Sam's scored a lot of goals in his career, so you know, all he needs is one chance. And yeah, brilliant for the fans. I mean, they were unbelievable. The fans, superb. Yeah, it was a tough game. Massive pitch today. We didn't seem at it as we have been at times, but like I say, we found a way, and that's brilliant. You know, it really is. I'm really pleased because yeah, we rolled our luck at times, but you got to stick the ball in there, and that's what Sam did.
Conditions not great either. I appreciate it's the same for both teams, but it makes it slightly harder.
Yeah, you know, they had a decent attacking threat with Quigley, you know, with his headers, and they they probably sort of adapted to the conditions a little bit better than us in the second half especially. I think there was first half there was absolutely nothing in the game, you know. Second half, I thought first 20 minutes they really came at us. It changed formation, I think Mickey at half time slightly, and they were rolling inside a little bit, and that caused us a few problems. So I changed our formation, so I went to a 4-3-3 thinking that we may be able to get more pressure higher up the pitch, and thankfully it worked. It doesn't always work, but you know, we had two wingers on the pitch, Joe and Aaron Rowe, and then young Cruz making his league debut, which is a massive a massive compliment to the youth setup here, and Sam obviously coming on doing his bit as well. So I thought all subs again made a real good impact, but I have to say that the way we defended for that last 15 minutes was imperious. You know, Robbie McKenzie and Smithy, Gailey and Clarkey and Dan Morris. Wow, really did. And I got to stick Ethan Conlon in there because he and Mance, because in front of the back four, they were just brilliant picking up the bits. We had to see it out today. And I said before the game, we come to Oldham and everyone thinks, oh, look where Oldham are on the table, look where Gillingham are. This will be an easy game. But that was probably our toughest game yet. You know, it was really, really tough game. They're gonna beat teams here without a doubt. So it's brilliant after another 7-hour journey yesterday to get up here and take the points home.
As promised, we can hear now from Sam Vokes, who scored the winner, actually his first goal since signing for Gillingham in the summer.
It's an amazing feeling. I think for me personally, joining a new club, it's a milestone. It's one you want to tick off, scoring your first goal. Had a bit of frustration in pre-season, I suppose, with obviously last season I broke my arm. So yeah, didn't get a full pre-season under my belt. So building up minutes, but yeah, these days like these are what it's all about. Celebrating in front of the away fans, scoring a goal, and let the team. I scored the goal, but the team, the huge effort we put in today shows how far we're going and where we're going, I think, because it's, boys done us proud today.
The gaffer said we found a way today because we were under a bit of pressure. Oldham missed a few chances, but you're taking the best chance when it came.
Yeah, of course, and look, it's going to look like that some games this year, going away from home. They put a lot of pressure on us, but we stood up to it, which is important, and that's what I've seen since I've come in. The resilience the boys have got and the hard work and determination to get a result, I think. And look, if we've got a platform to go off of being kind of strong and hard to beat, then that's good. And for us attackers, we can go and do our job.
And Cruz getting his debut, he's only 17, I mean, he must be buzzing.
Yeah, it was amazing for him. I was delighted for him. To come on and have an impact like that, being him, it was our first away trip, so we both got up last night and sung in front of the team, so that was the first experience for both of us. But look, I'm at one side and he's the other side of career, and I wish him all the best, because to make an impression and come travel away and play half an hour in a game like that, which is high intensity, takes a lot of courage. So fair play to him.
I think over 540 Jills fans here today. Were you surprised at the amount of fans that did make the trip?
I was surprised, but I wasn't that surprised, because I've seen how they've been over the last few weeks since I've been here. They've been amazing. At home, the roar and the crowd that we've got, the noise they make is amazing. And travelling away as well, it's my first experience for an away day. And I look forward to many more. And if we can repay them for that journey with a result like that, then hopefully more to come, because we did that journey yesterday and it wasn't pretty.
And we'll be keeping a close eye on Priestfield today to see if any new players join Gillingham on transfer deadline day. Manager Gareth Ainsworth has hinted he might like one more addition to his squad. And Gillingham will also be back in action tomorrow night. They're taking a break from the league and welcome Fulham's under-21s to Priestfield in the EFL Trophy. And finally, in cricket, Kent Sam Billings has led Oval Invincibles to a third straight title in the 100. They beat Trent Rockets by 26 runs in the final at Lords. Well, that's all from us for today. Thanks ever so much for listening. Don't forget, you can follow us on socials. Plus, you can get details on the top stories direct to your email each morning via the briefing. To sign up to that, you just need to head to kentonline.co.uk. And whilst you're on the website, you can also sign up to Kent Online Premium. That gives you access to content with fewer ads and exclusive stories. And if you use the promo code Nicola Everett, or one word at the checkout, you'll get £30 off the price of an annual subscription.
News you can trust.
This is the Kent Online Podcast.